Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know this is usually when we do the 810 Amen, but we got something a little special for you this morning. We have Cade Stover, tight end for the Houston Texans, on the telephone this morning. And Cade is going to be playing Mo Knows Country, but first...
Well, I didn't agree to this.
This is awesome.
Mo, say hi to Cade.
Well, hello, Cade.
Hey, how we doing?
I think okay. Cade, tell us about yourself.
I'm a big country music guy. I grew up on a farm, so I'm excited for this.
Okay, what part of the country are you from?
I'm from Ohio, from Mansfield, Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, the Ohio State University, Cade?
That's right, the Ohio State.
Stay away from George.
I grew up in Kentucky, so, but anyway, And so a country music fan. Just looked at like some of your social media and getting a little Brantley Gilbert vibe from you. What do you listen to?
What, you like tattoos?
I do like tattoos. Okay. My favorite probably Aaron Lewis.
Yeah,
I'd say that's my favorite.
As I'm preparing to take you on, Cade, can you tell me how old you are?
23 years old.
Okay, so like 90s country, how do you feel about that?
Ooh.
I can hit it. I mean, I can roll with it. I'm more of a 2000s guy.
Okay. I really, really suck at like the old country.
Yeah, I don't know. We could be on the same playing field there or not.
Yeah, all right. Now I see where we're going.
I see where I'm going. All 80s country is what I'm going to know.
Please do
I'm
just not. Kidding.
All right, I just looked you up too. You're 6'5". You grew up on a farm. You're a big burly guy. We're basically twins.
Let me tell you about my co-host, Eric, Cade. He
I can fit in your pocket.
5 foot nothing, and he takes naps for fun, okay?
You could tuck me into your helmet on the field, and no one would notice.
All right, Cade, do you like any of the new Post Malone? Have you heard any of that?
No, I don't listen to that. It's not real country to me.
Fight words! Let's go!
All right, George quickly pulls the Post Malone from playing... Toby Keith before we get to your game.
All right, I get you.
To find the right place there. All right, we got a little Toby Keith, then we're going to come back. Cade Stover, tight end for the Houston Texans, going to take on Mo in Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
All right, it is time to get Cade Stover, who is the tight end for the Houston Texans. He is on taking on Mo today in Mono's country. Mo has $100, Cade. Honest to goodness, $100 bill out of her purse that you can win if you can beat her, and this is how you go about getting the money, okay?
Yep. We're going to ask you both five country music-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo because it is her money, right, Cade?
Right.
Okay.
All right, so tell Mo to leave the studio. She has to leave, go out in the hallway, and then we'll ask you the questions, and then we'll bring her back.
What are your fighting words, Cade? Kick me out.
Mo, you gotta get out of here.
Okay.
I'm nice to you.
Okay, you're sweet. All right, good luck, friend.
five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Some of the most surprising songs that never have hit number one on the charts. A new list just came out, and it includes the song Troubadour by what Texas music icon?
George Strait.
Question number two. Who had a viral hit with the song Buy Me a Boat back in 2015?
Chris Jansen.
Question number three. He's a strong, bearded, ripped dude whose nickname is Duckman, and he just admitted that he got his first pedicure ever. Can you name that country singer?
Riley Green.
Question number four. Last year, Luke Combs was the college football anthem for ESPN, but they said they're going somewhat sweeter with a new country star this year. Can you name that big country star?
Chris Stapleton.
And question number five. One hit wonder time again. Wham Bam. Let's make it rhyme. Name the artist that had the 2015 hit Burning House.
Cam.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against. Oh my God, I love this. I love it.
He does know country music.
Yeah, that's five for five. Just to let you guys know, I wasn't even, come on.
I gotta tell you, you actually did miss one of them.
What? Which one?
You missed a clue. There was a clue in there, and you're going to kick yourself.
Y'all, it feels like freaking game day, and I belong on the sidelines.
But, exactly. Oh, so God. The Texans are playing tomorrow. Cade's getting hyped up. Man, I am pumped for this. Okay,
this
Mo?
This is not fun.
He got four out of five. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
Question number one.
Uh-huh.
Some of the most surprising songs that have never hit number one, a new list was just released. It includes the song Troubadour by what Texas music icon?
That's George Strait.
It is George Strait. Yes. That is correct.
All right, 1-1.
Thank you for knowing that, Cade. I don't know if we could have kept you in Texas if you got that wrong.
Yeah, no problem.
Question number two. Who had the viral hit in 2015 with the song Buy Me a Boat?
That's Chris Jansen.
That is Chris Jansen.
Okay.
All right, 2-2.
Let's go.
You got that one. All right, number three.
I'm dying. Let's go.
He's a strong, bearded, ripped dude whose nickname is Duckman.
Oh, yeah?
And he just admitted he got his first pedicure recently.
Oh, wow.
Name him.
Riley Green.
It is Riley Green.
Wait, is that the one he missed?
Nope. Oh. 3-3.
He knows a hot man. Okay.
He missed this next one. And I'm telling you, you're going to be so mad, Cade.
What?
We're going to come back to number four.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get this one, okay? Let's see if you get this one, Mo, because this will be real important.
Okay.
It's one hit wonder time. Question number five. It is one hit wonder time.
Okay.
Wham Bam. Let's make it rhyme. Name the artist whose 2015 hit Burning House went to number one.
Oh, Burning House was Cam.
He knew that one.
That is impressive that you knew all that one. That's old school.
Okay, so you missed this one, Cade. If she gets it right, she keeps her money. Mm-hmm.
Question number four. Last year, Luke Combs did the college football anthem. But this year,
The hype song.
ESPN says they're going with someone sweeter. Can you name this big country star?
I do not know the answer.
Oh.
Okay.
Nope. I heard sweeter and I heard big. So I'm going to guess Jelly Roll.
Cade said Chris Stapleton.
Oh, that's also... Oh, shoot. No.
Which was wrong.
Is it Jelly Roll?
Mo said Jelly Roll.
Is it?
Which was correct.
Cade, and here is where you are really going to kick yourself.
What?
Chris Stapleton does Monday Night Football.
That's crazy.
So close.
Oh, I hate myself.
Dude, you were awesome,
though.
That is awesome.
Yep, I appreciate it.
No, he cannot leave until he says the exiting words. Okay,
that's
what
right.
You need to say is, my name is Cade of the Houston Texans, and Mo knows country.
You don't have to do anything, Cade. You are 6'5", 251. Don't listen to her.
Do it.
She beat me. I got to do it.
Okay.
My name is Cade Stover, and Mo knows country.
It hurts me so much.
Hey, brother, best of luck in the game tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
Oh, Cade, I just want to crawl inside your helmet.
He would fit.
All right, that's Mo Knows Country. You'll get a chance to play her Monday morning, 8:20, here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.